Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Saturdays with Jenny.
Well, there we go. And I am still pumped up with that phenomenal music from the Soweto Gospel Choir. And congratulations to them. And I gather once they won that, it's an Emmy they won, isn't it? The bookings have just gone through the roof. And that is absolutely fantastic. And South Africans rule okay abroad. And a letter telling us about Siba and her success in the United States. So I think we're going to ask her to come onto the show so we can chat to her and find out just what it's involved. And, you know, I mean, it's a huge accolade. It really and truly is. So let's talk about something fabulous that is coming up. And we're talking about the Night of 1,000 Drawings, but we're going to find out a little bit more about a small event that is taking place well before the Night of 1,000 Drawings, which takes place at the end of March. And it is taking place just about now. And let's go to Andy East. And Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Well, I'm so glad, and thank you for chatting to us. This is just such a lovely, lovely Joburg event. And since Victoria Yards sort of came onto the map, it's the most perfect venue for it as well.
We think so too. We think it's a really nice collaboration to be doing an art for charity event at such an incredible artistic foundation.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the concept behind it, because I'm looking at this doodle event, which is on Thursday between 4 and 6, and I know the numbers are very, very tight for this, because it's not a big venue at all, and people can bring along their pencils or whatever it is that they want to paint with, but paper will be provided. Tell us a little bit about the doodles and what the 1,000 drawings are all about.
Okay, well, 1,000 Drawings started back in 2006. It all started because there was this inner-city feeding scheme called Tobala Yabato,
yes,
and their bucky was stolen. So two creative guys got together and decided that they were going to raise some funds by using their creativity and getting people to donate some artworks. So they decided to have this platform where people can create any artworks in the size of A5, and they then get these donated, I mean, all the way from preschoolers through to amazing, incredibly talented artists. And then they hold a one-night only inner-city exhibition where all the art pieces are sold, and all the funds from that then went to Babalo Yabato. My boss, Kelly McGillivray, actually from the Squad Creative Events, she was part of it back then in 2006, and her uncle actually landed up donating a bucky. But they kept that on the down low on the evening of the event. They announced it to everybody, and then all the funds that they had raised also still went to Pabali Obato. This then became an annual event and affair, and it carried on. And we've still support Pabalo, but because it's gotten so much bigger and it's so much more amazing, we also support two other charities. Our two other charities for this year are Tlalenje, which is a community center at the base of Ponte Towers in Hillbrow, and then Everybody Love Everybody, which is an initiative that helps underprivileged children get better education. So we will be actually funding a child for a year for their education, for their textbooks,
it sounds absolutely great. But the 1,000 drawings, so there are 1,000 drawings that are done by anybody from children to talented elephants, who knows, to grown-ups, to, I mean, just lovely stuff. And then it's all up for auction for the charities that you talk about. You're in the process now of gathering those 1,000 drawings.
Yes. So our biggest drive at this point is getting in all the amazing artworks. So we are imploring everybody to host their own doodle sessions. The doodle session you mentioned this coming Thursday is at the Squad Creative Event. We're actually going to be even having a nude model, which is quite exciting. And we encourage everybody to host their own. So, you know, whether it's going to be a restaurant or you do it in your own personal capacity or as your company, we even managed to get Joe Public and Ogilvy Advertising Agency to do a doodle off 2 weeks ago, which was a lot of fun and, you know, great competition. So it's just a case of basically getting everybody together to be creative and to make these art pieces that then get donated for our sale. And all the art pieces at the sale on the 30th of March get sold for 150 Rand a piece. So no matter who makes it, it's all the same price. And so, you know, if we're lucky, we can get a William Kentridge or, just a beautiful piece for your home.
I think it's a fabulous, fabulous idea. And I love the concept of Joburgers, left, right and centre, getting these paintings ready. And they're all the same size, aren't they? Are they all the same size or not?
Yes, so everything is A5, so yes. We ask for absolutely any medium, whether it be photography, embroidery, drawing, painting, you name it, as long as it's A5. We've even in the past had a donation of pewter before, which was absolutely amazing.
How fantastic. Now, how do you book for this particular doodle with the model?
So at the Squad, you can go onto Facebook, and if you look up the Squad Creative Events, or if you go to 1000 Drawings Josie, we have an event on Facebook. So the best thing to do would be to confirm acceptance and possibly maybe send a message to the group, because now we're getting a lot more coverage than we thought we would be getting for this.
Yes.
And then we'll let everybody know when we're full up. We will be as accommodating as we possibly can. And it's just a really cool thing to do. There are other doodle sessions in and around Johannesburg to also just have a look online. I know that ELE will be having another one at 86 in Norwood. I'm not 100% sure on that date either.
All right. Anyway, it's all over the place. Go online, Google doodle and see what comes up.
Yes, you can also just go to our website, which is 1000drawings.co.za. That has a lot of information, or like I said, our Facebook, 1000 Drawings Josie.
It sounds fantastic. And a little bit closer to the time, we'll talk a little bit about Victoria Yards. But Andy, thank you very, very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, Jenny.
Fabulous, fabulous initiative. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, coming up in a few moments' time, we're going to be talking about wine. And there are some wonderful wines around, and I'll tell you a little bit more of it. But first, of course...
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.